Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. When Israel gets mentioned in the news, it is often about the almost 65-year-old dispute they have with the Palestinians over land. This conflict is characterized by intense positions held by both sides. Security and justice are at the core of the dispute. However, a recent law passed by the Israeli parliament threatens to refocus world attention away from these issues and towards another issue concerning Israel, freedom of expression. The controversial law I'm referring to penalizes organizations and individuals who call for a boycott of Israel. This also includes Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Specifically, breaking the law carries a penalty of nearly $10,000. Moreover, no damage has to be proved. This action has left many people wondering just how healthy Israeli democracy really is. There are numerous reasons why individuals and organizations want to boycott goods and services of Israel. Some activists in Western countries, and also within Israel itself, want to use economic pressure to force a policy change on the occupied territories issue. However, it can't be denied that some extremists want to weaken Israel, with the goal of eventually wiping it off the map of the Middle East. However, the intentions of the boycotters isn't the issue. It's how Israel is changing itself. Muna Khan wrote in Al Arabiya, quote, "Those defending the bill have tried to liken it to a piece of legislation in the U.S. that penalizes U.S. companies for supporting the boycott of Israel sponsored by the Arab League and certain Muslim countries. The Israeli bill targets individuals, unlike the American law, which targets governments that call for boycotting Israel. This is a huge difference. Despite its efforts to find a similar legislative act anywhere in the world, a commission set up for this very purpose by the Israeli parliament failed to find anything even remotely similar. Perhaps this is because curbing freedom of speech and expression in democratic societies goes against the essence of democracy." End quote. Moreover, Israeli law professor Amnon Rubinstein calls the law a crude violation of freedom of expression of the minority. The law is being challenged in Israeli court and may be declared unconstitutional. I hope so. The Israeli government should not weaken its democracy by bullying minority points of view and threatening freedom of expression. This type of change is not in the best interest of Israel or its neighbors. Thanks for listening. If you want more details on the topics I cover, please click the sources document that go along with my podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to my RSS feed. You can also find me in iTunes as well. Just search carltroutman.com. And if you have any suggestions for a topic for a future show, please let me know. Become my friend on Facebook. Send me an email at room33@carltroutman.com. Follow me on Twitter at redhead324. Find me on Skype and give me a call. I look forward to hearing from you. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.